I'm Mario Ritter Jr.
This is VOA News. In Washington, I'm Jeff Custer. French polling agency's projected far-right National Rally Party has leaped into a strong lead Sunday in France's first round of legislative elections, bringing the party closer to being able to form a government in round two and dealing a major slap to centrist French President Emmanuel Macron in his risky decision to call the surprise vote. The Associated Press Western Europe News director Angela Carlton says Macron's decision to call the snap elections is looking like a massive political miscalculation.
Marine Le Pen's national rally is on track to have the most seats in the next French parliament. However, we'll only find out Sunday if she has an absolute majority and can form a new government. So, centrist President Emmanuel Macron will stay president for the next 3 years, but he will be very weakened both domestically and on the world stage.
A government led by the right-wing Le Pen, who has run on an anti-immigration platform, could have far-reaching implications for French policies such as aid for Ukraine, climate change, or efforts to draw new borders within Europe. Israel's military said Monday its forces eliminated militants during activity it described as short-range encounters in northern Gaza. In recent days, fighting has erupted in the Shiya neighborhood of Gaza City, which was largely evacuated and heavily bombed earlier in the war. The United Nations reports tens of thousands of people have fled the area in recent days. Israel's army added that its air force carried out multiple strikes and dozens of terrorists were eliminated, and several sites for the production and storage of weapons were destroyed. Nearly 9 months into Israel's massive offensive launched in response to the Hamas October 7th attacks on Israel, Palestinian militants have continued to launch sporadic rocket attacks, though the intensity has been greatly reduced. Hungary took over the helm of the European Union Monday, with many Brussels politicians wondering whether populist Prime Minister Viktor Orban will use the role to further his reputation as the EU's main spoiler. This is VOA News. For the first time, North Korean officials have been seen wearing lapel pins with the image of leader Kim Jong-un, another sign the North is boosting his personality cult to the level bestowed on his late dictator father and grandfather. Associated Press senior video journalist Raf Warber in Hong Kong lays out what the significance of the pins could mean.
We do know that North Koreans have had to wear pins like this for decades. First of all, with Kim Il-sung, then his successor Kim Jong-il. If these new pins show Kim Jong-un, does that mean anything about his power, his authority, or the way that North Koreans are expected to relate to their current leader? I think, though, there's so much that we don't know, it's best to take a step back.
Wilbur said in May, Kim's portrait was publicly displayed along with those of the two other Kims for the first time at a Workers' Party-run training school. In January, Kim announced he will no longer pursue peaceful unification with South Korea, a decades-long policy cherished by his father and grandfather. A survey released Monday shows manufacturing activity across the Eurozone took a turn for the worse last month. Reuters correspondent Francis McGuire reports.
The closely watched Purchasing Managers Index, or PMI, showed manufacturing activity across the bloc fell to 45.8 last month. That was well down from May's 47.3, but slightly ahead of analyst forecasts. It also continues a two-year run below the 50 mark, separating growth from contraction. One leading analyst from Hamburg Commercial Bank wasn't too downhearted. He said he was inclined to see this as a temporary blip rather than a sign of a prolonged downturn. He added manufacturing growth was seen in other parts of the world in June, including the US, Britain and India, and believed this provided a supportive backdrop for Eurozone manufacturers. A new orders index dropped to 44.4 from 47.3.
That's Reuters correspondent Francis McGuire reporting. A key ally of former U.S. President Donald Trump, Steve Bannon, is reporting to federal prison Monday to serve a four-month sentence on contempt charges. Associated Press correspondent Jennifer King reports.
On Friday, the Supreme Court rejected Bannon's emergency appeal. The former White House strategist remains defiant. He told ABC's Jonathan Carl he has the support of Republican House leaders.
From the Speaker of the House and the House of Representatives.
A jury found Bannon guilty of two counts of contempt of Congress for refusing to sit for a deposition with the January 6th House Committee and refusing to provide documents related to efforts to overturn Trump's 2020 election loss. Bannon's also facing criminal charges in New York State, where it's alleged he duped donors who gave money to build a wall along the U.S.-Mexico border. He's pled not guilty in that case, and the trial has been postponed until at least the end of September. Jennifer King, Washington.
In Washington, I'm Jeff Custer. This is VOA News.